The fact is that as you have yourself explained, you didn't ask this question for an answer. You already knew the answer. So that thing has been aired and thrashed, and everybody knows that anybody who indulges in such behavior is wrong, and this should not be encouraged at all in Ahmadi men. As you have mentioned rightly, in our family, most often than not, the property of the husband and the property of the wife are just like one. There is no difference whatsoever. And nobody keeps count of who is taking money from whom and how much to give and how much not to give. Practically, when the wife needs something, it is the whole property of the husband belongs to her. And if she also has a property at the time of need, she offers it to the husband. And this is, in fact, the sunnah of Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first wife, Hazrat Khadija. When she got married to Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she offered her entire property to Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he also behaved like that to her and to the following wives. Because it is never mentioned in any tradition that he kept anything for himself alone, as apart from the money he distributed to the wives. Although it was a very meager living, and Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived very meagerly along with his wives. But what the point which I am making is this, that he never kept money to himself and gave little to the wives. That situation never arose. Whatever he had, that is obvious that he gave it to the poor and others, but never keep things from his wives. So that sunnah is from both sides, from the wife's side as well as from the side of Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the ideal home. No better home can be conceived in any country, in any situation, than this home, which the style of which we learn from Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam.